Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 8, Attaining the Supreme, text 5, Krishna speaking. A very important verse. And whoever, at the end of his life, quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this, there's no doubt. Text 6. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Comment. Krishna has just explained what happens when his devotees remember him at the moment of death. The general law has also been stated. We attain in our next life whatever we remember at the time of death. Srila Prabhupada's description of Bharat Maharaj as becoming a deer illustrates the point. Maharaj Bharata, although a great personality, thought of a deer at the end of his life, and so in his next life he was transferred into the body of a deer. Although as a deer he remembered his past activities, he had to accept that animal body. Of course, one's thoughts during the course of one's life accumulate to influence one's thoughts at the moment of death. So this life creates one's next life. If in one person's present life, one lives in the mode of goodness and always thinks of Krishna, it is possible for one to remember Krishna at the end of one's life. That will help one be transferred to the transcendental nature of Krishna. If one is transcendentally absorbed in Krishna's service, then his next body will be transcendental, spiritual, not material. Comment continues. Whatever one's nature is saturated with, satatad bhava bhavata, one attains that, always, without fail. Arjuna, perhaps relieved upon hearing this, may have thought, Krishna is telling me to remember him. That is much better advice than telling me to fight. Krishna, however, clears away this possible misconception in the next verse. Text 7. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me, and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. Comment. Often devotees wonder if it is necessary to remember Krishna while performing their duty, or whether doing the duty for Krishna is sufficient. Here is Krishna's answer. We should remember Krishna and do our prescribed duties. Even though it may be difficult to remember Krishna while we work, it will be far more difficult to remember him at the time of death when our consciousness is disturbed and overwhelmed with pain. Therefore, Krishna wants us to practice now. Krishna will repeat his desire for us to constantly remember him in Bhagavad Gita 18:57 and in other verses. It is interesting that Krishna says, Mam Anusmara, go on remembering me, even before Yudhyacha, and fight. We should remember Krishna in devotion and work for his pleasure. To remember Krishna is so important that Krishna repeats the point in the next verse. 8. He who meditates on me is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path. He, O Partha, is sure to reach me. Comment. Remembering Krishna is such a powerful practice that it can even empower us to conquer our conditioned natures. We have different strengths, weaknesses, attachments, and misgivings according to our association with the modes of material nature. We can conquer our limitations by Krishna's mercy, by always remembering him. However, as Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 6:35, Remembering him takes constant practice and determination. Krishna next tells us how he can be remembered. Text 9. One should meditate on the Supreme Person as the one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, and who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun, and he is transcendental, beyond this material nature. Comment. Krishna gives us 10 ways to meditate upon him. Meditating upon the Lord as the possessor of these specific qualities enables one to realize him as the Supersoul, whom the yogis meditate upon as the goal of their yoga practice. Thus, Krishna is discussing bhakti, but bhakti mixed with the aspirations of a yogi seeking liberation from the cycle of birth and death, yoga mistra bhakti. In texts 10 to 13, Krishna will explain the practices of these yogis who are also described in Bhagavad Gita 7:29. Srila Prabhupada says in his purport to that verse, those who are engaged in worshipping the form or archer of the Lord, or who are engaged in meditation on the Lord simply for liberation from material bondage, and also by the grace of the Lord and purports of Brahman, also know by the grace of the Lord the purports of Brahman, Adibhuta, etc. Text 10. One who at the time of death fixes his life air between the eyebrows and by the strength of yoga, with an undeviating mind, engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion, will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Comment. The ultimate message of these verses is to remember Krishna. That is yoga's goal. Fixing the life air between the eyebrows is useful only to assist the yogi in remembering Krishna. Additional aids are mentioned in the next three verses. And we shall continue with those next three verses plus more soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.